Where did you go to school?
I went to the Wesleyan school, day school, and the Wesleyan chapel.
What age did you start?
From 5 to 14. There was no, well, there was 11 plus then, but there was only a scholarship, and there was only two or three, you know, allowed a scholarship to go to the grammar school. So there wasn't very many got the chance to go there.
Who were the teachers?
Well, we had, there was a room, a main part of the room. Have you been in the Wesleyan Chapel? Have you been in when the shutters, there were shutters in the middle? Well, the what's the kitchen and that now, there was two teachers taught in there. And then there was the end of the big room. It went up in steps there, and there was one teacher in there. And then most of the time, until we got up to about, oh, maybe 11, there was only one teacher in the other part. But the latter part I was at school, there was two teachers in. There was the headmaster teaching the top classes, and then there was another man teaching the other. And then a lady, Miss Blanchard, teaching in the middle, and two in the end one. And we only had that little playground. So the infants had to have their playtime first, and then the rest of us went after that at 11 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time did you start school?
9.
Finish?
9 till 12. And then I think it was 1:15 until 3:45 or 4 o'clock. I think we finished a little bit earlier in the winter, because they used to walk, you know, from Caburn and from Audleby and right down the brick road there. They walked to school, brought the dinners in a bag.
What sort of things did you do at school?
Well, just ordinary reading, writing and arithmetic. We did sewing. At one time they used to have a little bit of cookery for the girls, but would only a gas. But by the time it got to me, there was too many to be able to do it. But there was only one gas stove, and there was no proper cupboards. It was just some shelves with a curtain in front of it for your cooking utensils. And I can't remember whether you had to take anything for the cooking or whether the school provided it, and you might have had to pay for it. I can't really remember about that. As I say, there was too many children at school to do that when I got to the age that I should have done it.
The boys did the cooking, so.
They did. No, they didn't do that. They did woodwork, and they we had some long desks, you know, with a form as a seat, and they had some like extra benches to put on the top for doing woodwork at the back of the classroom.
Was it nice to be at school?
Well, I liked school. I was upset when I had to leave. I was supposed to be going to work at Mr. Collins, and then I didn't realise, because I used to look after the Catherine, you know, Mrs. Shatlock, and her brother. I used to look after them at weekends and holidays, and so I was going to go there from school, and I didn't realise that Mrs. Collins expected me to live in. And I said, oh no, I don't want to live in, I don't want to leave home. And so I didn't go there. That's how I come to be at Beech House. And and then it turned out in the end that I was the one who left home and went. I was the only one who really left home and went miles away.
Did you What was discipline like in school?
Well, I think we had to do as we were told. I don't know that it was, you know, excessive strict, but, you know, you did as you were told in those days. And you used the cane if necessary. I suppose some got it more than others, but whether they must have asked for it, I don't know.